is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
What's going on, everybody? Merry Christmas. It's Masters of None. I'm Jay. With me is Art.
Hello.
And Mike.
Hi.
From Casa de Michael Studios.
Yeah.
In beautiful Hollywood, Florida. It's Worst Christmas Songs. Is it six? I think it's six.
Pardieu.
Wow.
It's been a lot.
It's been very trying.
We're really scraping the bottom of the barrel, but
I feel like we get pardoned every year and we have to do this over and over again.
Yeah, I did manage to cram. I did all my homework last night. And it's a very YouTube Worst Christmas Songs Ever episode.
Great. So you can follow along. Maybe we can put the links up.
Yeah, we'll absolutely put the links up. So you can go to the website. You can see the videos. Some of them are, you know, always better, but with the videos. Some of them not so much. But yeah, there's some... I don't know if there's... How this is going to hold up to years past, but...
Okay.
You know, was Police Academy 6 as good as Police Academy 1? My guess is no.
City Under Siege? No. Nah.
Yeah. Well, absolutely although... Not. I guess this is the seventh Star Wars. That trailer looked pretty good.
Oh, can't wait for that. Yeah.
Seventh Star Wars? Or sixth Star Wars?
Seven, episode seven.
Is it?
Yeah. Return of the Jedi was six.
The first trilogy, then the sequel trilogy.
Two trilogies.
Holy shit.
Numbers.
This guy.
It's fucking early.
He's been painting.
He's been huffing paint fumes in his house. Yeah.
This is so early for us.
What is it? It's like fucking 10:45 in the morning?
Yeah, he's been painting and taking down every mirror.
I've been up for probably 25 minutes.
All right, so let's jump right into it. We got the chat room open, but this is kind of a surprise, so like there's nobody in the chat room. Surprisingly, at 10:45 in the morning on a Wednesday.
Where are you guys?
Come on, we're here.
Yeah, come on, Europeans. You guys always do your live show so late, I can't stay up till 5 in the morning. Well, where are you? It's like 4 o'clock now. It's fucking happy hour. We gave you 3 minutes notice. All right, so let's get into this. So another year, and you know what has to happen, of course, aside from this episode, and something that kind of spawned a friendship.
Yes.
Aww.
Thinking back to it. So it would be ill-advised of us to not start off with the Worst Christmas Episode with... The new track from Straight No Chaser, everybody.
This is an exclusive.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
This holiday.
Text me Merry Christmas. With Chris
Bell.
That's
the title?
Very topical.
LOLs.
Yeah. This will hold up in years to come.
Morris code me Merry Christmas.
Memory forward me Merry Christmas.
Hologram me.
But this is a...
Holodeck me Merry Christmas. So this is apparently Kristen Bell singing this?
Yeah, how'd they get her? I don't know.
Straight off the Frozen Anacraze right there. You don't have to add much
to it. One smiley face. And they have the video that goes with it is a creepy animatronic.
Yeah, marionette.
Yeah.
She's talking about emojis.
Kind of looks like California Raisins.
Yeah.
Christmas special.
Are they California Raisins?
Kinda. It's weird.
Oh.
Dick pics coming at you.
Would you read from them, not really hear from them?
Right. And type those little words that mean
so much. Mistletoe.
Hi. How are you?
Frozen.
Okay. I miss you.
Miss you too.
Xmas sucks without you.
I know. LOL.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay, thanks. Bye. A Facebook
message isn't quite as TTYL, I would have preferred. You than just a tweet. A snap on Snapchat doesn't last. And so wait, a text is better than a tweet?
bullshit.
I want the like the math equation of this.
Yeah.
Text TE is greater than TW plus SP. I mean SC, Snapchat.
Too early we're doing this math.
What about Facebook? How does that enter the equation?
Facebook is deteriorating rapidly.
It's the common denominator.
Literally, this song will be out for 2 years and people will be like, what's Facebook?
What about Friendster?
Yeah. Yeah. Poke me, Merry Christmas.
This is where we've got in America. It's the least we can do, so this is what I'm giving you.
Yeah.
Texting someone Merry Christmas is the equivalent of giving them Godiva chocolates,
let
right?
Me, it's just the... It, no, the Russell Stovers.
Russell Stovers.
Like Garardadelli.
Let me do the least amount of work possible to wish you holiday cheer. Let me text you.
Guys, that song made me ROTFL and LMFAO-ing my ass off or something.
I'm in a rafflecopter right now. I don't know about you guys.
That was lame even for Fountains of Wayne standards. I think he wrote that.
Really?
Yeah. By the way, what's with Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard? Those commercials that they're fucking on? Yeah,
oh, the Samsung
why
ones?
Why are they? Yeah, stop fucking forcing your amazingness, your love of each other down everyone's throat. Like, go fuck yourselves.
Bah humbug,
here's like a,
Jay.
Here's like a 4-minute commercial about how cute we are. Seriously.
Yeah, it's
what is it even a commercial for? I don't even know. It's just like, oh, I'm adorable. No, I love you. Oh, look at me, I'm pregnant.
It's a commercial for their pregnancy.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. Guys, this year, instead of, you know, announcements, baby announcements, we just made a commercial with Samsung. Here you go.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, there you go. Nice job, boys.
Nice job, guys. Yeah. I'm sure you'll sell a million records for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. Although there does seem to be a new kid in town who may be taking over the crown. I don't know. We'll get to that a little bit later.
What?
I know.
Uh-oh.
In the acapella group? Well, that group is
in the world. The acapella world.
Yeah. In the world.
The sharks are going to have their way. Here they come.
It's funny you're snapping, too. We'll get to that. Call forward. All right. Number two here. This is from a group called... is that the group or the name of the song? I think the group is called Motionless and White, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And the song's called Santa's Pissed.
All right.
Jingle bells, Batman's bells.
Here we go.
Robin laid an egg.
The goofy beginning.
This is the precursor to Straight No Chaser.
Fuck your mom!
You guys stepped on it.
Oh,
wait, what did he say? Hold on, wait.
And the Joker fucked your mom!
Wait, that could be the new, that could be the new maniacal laugh. That's record true. Scratch and the Joker fucked your mom.
Right in the ass. You hear that? What's the video of this?
It's just the
murders.
Cover. It's, yeah.
This song was seen in The Purge 3. Trackstar.
Double kick, double kick.
All right.
I'm digging this. I don't know about you guys.
I don't know about you, but when my daughter's born, this is the song I want to be playing in the background when she's opening gifts. And just,
Daddy, look what I got.
And just,
get out your checkbook.
You should be playing this in the delivery room as she's born.
That's what it's going to feel like in my head as the baby's being born.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the... Put that cookie down, motherfucker.
Christmas is that mystical time of year when the ghost...
Obligatory TV or movie clip.
...to feed on the flesh of the living.
Whoa.
Switching it up.
Bass. The fight riff! Make your way to the pit! Motherfucker! See you in the pit!
kick ass, by the way.
Yeah.
Bass is like shaking my rectum.
Damn near. Yeah, I get it.
You're reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas" right now? What's going on?
Quickly. All right, we don't need those.
Yikes!
Our first bailout.
Wow. This guy's influence was. This guy's influence was Sam Kennison and System of a Down.
Jesus. Yeah.
That was awesome. By the way, what are we drinking? I'm drinking a Blue Point dark roast coffee. It's 10:30 in the goddamn morning.
I can't drink any beer right now. Although I do have your case of Blue Point in the garage. Don't let me forget that.
All right.
Please.
And thank you, nobody, for donating to our Movember fund. We appreciate that.
Fuck
everyone
you guys.
Listening. We should just end the show right now. Merry Christmas.
Drop the mic.
Assholes. Throw us a fucking dollar, would you? All right. Moving on. This PSA brought to you by
Salvation Army.
Number three. This is the classic category of hip hop tunes, original hip hop tunes,
oh,
everybody,
sweet.
By people who should not be rapping.
Uh oh.
All right, these
Wait,
guys.
Let's guess. Can we guess?
Guess their names. There's three dudes. Guess their rap names.
White Hype.
Close. Did
wow.
you see this?
No.
White something. Not Christmas.
X-Mez, like with two Z's and two X's.
Their names are not Christmas related.
Oh. DJ Rudolph?
No.
Said not Christmas related.
It's White something. Yeah, no, their rap names are not. They're just like regular rap names.
Okay. So it's not.
But right, close. It's White Lightning.
Right. Is that the new energy drink?
Yeah. P-Zilla and Chinchilla.
P-Zilla made his name up, and the other guy's like, oh, what should I do? I have something that rhymes with Zilla. All right, how about Chinchilla? All right, great.
I feel like they're multicultural as well, but this is a good one to watch the video because it's fucking horrific. The song is called Ho Ho Ho, It Looks Like Snow.
Wait for it.
Yeah! Happy holidays.
West side.
That was the weakest West Side I've ever heard.
West Side?
Like, I don't know. We can go to the West Side.
I got the wish list and I'm ready to float. Blasting out a party like little Davy Crockett. Stash in the pockets and jumping on the rocket with little time to spare.
I don't know if this guy's Native American or Mexican. I'm not sure.
Shopping is dope to spread.
Is this Chinchilla?
For all the little
Probably.
Who love a little
is it?
Can you tell by his signature flourishes?
Chinchilla, White Lightning,
helping with the show. Let's all get together for
let's
some
all
let's
get
all get together.
Make a kid's Christmas hotter than LA. Happy holidays to all. I'm done with this quote. Godzilla, P-Zilla representing the show.
Ho, 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 it looks like snow. The holidays are here and we're ready to show.
Drop that chorus, motherfucker.
We're ready to give. Cause a lot of people out there need help to live.
I'm a lyrical cypher and I drop bombs.
So wait, pause it. What do you say? I'm a lyrical what?
Cypher.
Cypher or sniper? What do you say?
Cypher.
Cypher. And then like he paused because he couldn't think of the next lyric.
Yeah.
I'm a lyrical cypher and I drop bombs.
And I drop bombs, yeah.
Lyrical cypher and again. I drop bombs, guys, and I make a good sandwich. And
we have to get this like in one take. My mom's picking me up.
Sounds like he's falling asleep in the rap.
Looks like he's falling asleep in the video, too. Oh, no, he's just Asian. My fault.
Hustle and bustle all up in my face. Hustle and bustle.
The next few weeks we'll go by like a race. Let's slow it all down and check the flow.
Family slow it all down. I think you were slow already.
Big changes coming to the Chinchilla Nation. The family.
I want a shirt, Chinchilla Nation. Yes.
Make it. Make it happen.
Time to chill with the Morris.
Ho ho ho! It looks like snow.
looks like snow. The holidays are here and we're ready to show a little bit of that spirit. We're ready to give.
Holy shit.
So
Alfonso Ribeiro,
the dude that the dude that's White Lightning, if I could,
black, right?
Paint the picture for you. If I could paint the picture for you, he kind of looks like he should be in some ghetto version of Assassin's Creed, where he's got a white hood on, up, sunglasses. He's got a chain that is definitely plastic because it's moving around very, like one of those big thick chains. It's moving around very easily, and a lightning bolt that is really just a piece of cardboard wrapped in tinfoil.
Wow.
In the shape of a lightning bolt.
That's amazing.
Hey, son, can you make me a medallion?
Yeah.
All right, sure.
Definitely got the chain at, like, Party City back in the Halloween costume section.
Came in a bag. It said wrapper.
Yeah. It had a smock. It was one of those smock costumes.
It was a wrapper. Plastic face.
Yeah. You can actually see them in the video forgetting the words as they're singing along. Like, ho, ho, ho.
Not the lyrical cipher, though, right?
Not the lyrical cipher. He drop bombs.
The track sounds like Dr. Dre's first beat he ever made when he was 11. Like, it's got a glimpse of what's to come.
Two different Casio keyboards hit the demo button. Yeah.
Either that or it came with, like, the really cheap fake version of Pro Tools, and it had a first beat in there. It said, like, Andre beat.
Bossa Nova.
Sounds like every production CD.
Yeah.
And, oh, here's the hip-hop one.
You know, it's not too early for guys to smoke a little weed. I think we should after listening to this song. Jesus.
We don't want to slow down like these guys. Wow.
Hmm.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Good job there, guys.
Thanks, Chinchilla.
What would be the name of this? They should have a group name. White Lightning, Pizilla, and Chinchilla.
United Nations with a Z.
Nice.
Love it. When you put a Z in there, you know you mean business.
For sure.
Hell yeah. All right, number four. Oh,
just West Side.
Guys, West Side. All right.
Number four, we got a bunch that were submitted on Facebook last night. I threw up a little call to action. this one was submitted by Mark Herman. And this one is called... This is one of the ones where they like try and come up with a new catchy character for Christmas. Like, this is going to be the next Rudolph, or this is going to be the next Frosty the Snowman.
Uh-oh.
Right. And they just sort of take a half-assed idea and insert it into Christmas somehow, like make a shitty connection for the name of it.
In the fine line of Dominic the Donkeys.
Yep. And this is by Debbie Reynolds. Is that Princess Leia's mom?
I think so, yeah.
Right?
Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's... what's her name?
Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher's mom, yeah. Chrissy the Christmas Mouse, everyone.
Yes.
This is the prequel to Missy the Christmas Moose.
All of Santa's reindeer pull his sleigh.
Wow, Debbie Reynolds sounds terrible.
Yeah, she should quit smoking. This is featuring Donald O'Connor.
After she gave head to Burl Ives.
And Chrissy is her name.
If you listen to the lyrics, this song goes nowhere. There's like no story. Right. Because what's the maximum lift capacity of a mouse? 6 ounces.
Wow, thanks for lifting all those thimbles and buttons.
And
Chrissy.
That one sock.
Yeah. You fucking freeloader. Get out of my goddamn house.
Christmas Day found her sad and blue.
Santa called the organ man.
He said, I'm here all alone each day. But you're out riding in your Christmas sleigh. Oh, Christmas.
Wait a minute. Not every day? No. He only leaves.
He rides the sleigh one day a year.
Yeah.
Dumb mouse.
Sometimes he's got to go, you know. Go.
Erroneous. I call this song erroneous from right there.
You know, sometimes he goes out and gets some Hot Pockets. You know, he can't live on reindeer milk alone. You got to get out there.
So you got to start that thing up every year. Couple weeks.
Yeah, cold exactly. Up there. Can't let that sucker sit in there. It's your camshaft. That's what your problem is.
Do you think there's fuel stabilizer for magic? No.
What do you think? Pixie dust grows on trees?
Actually, it does.
Doesn't?
Yeah.
You'll learn soon enough.
You will. Pixie Hollow Tree.
Oh, this is a real thing?
Yeah.
What, from like Frozen or some shit?
No.
What's it from?
Tinkerbell.
Oh, God damn it. I fucking hate both of you. You both know all this.
Don't hate the player. Hate the fairy.
Yeah.
All right, Chrissy. This fucking story is going nowhere. When the
moon is high, somebody's got to save Christmas, and it's only Chrissy.
This is where Blitzen eats Chrissy.
And see our love
riding in Santa's sled. Okay.
Sled? Santa's riding a sled now?
He's riding a...
Is that one of those, like, wooden ones? The two rudders?
Rosebud.
Till the fat cat destroyed her face.
And then the Santa's workshop gets shut down for health code violations. Mice everywhere. Reindeer, elves, midgets.
God almighty, Chrissy sucks.
Thanks, Chrissy.
Fucking worst.
The worst Christmas animal ever.
Scheiße.
Is Debbie Reynolds still alive?
Not after that song.
Yeah, right. She shouldn't be. All right. Up next, this is falls into one of those, I think there's...
Hold up. It's got a quick tangent. We were talking about Neverland. What's up with Christopher Walken being Captain Hook?
Oh, I can't wait to watch that. Cannot wait.
I think that's going to... I think that's either going to be awesome or a complete debacle. And
no,
either way, it's going to be great.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I kept on seeing the commercials for like during the football games on Thanksgiving. I'm like, what is this? Like,
I cannot wait for anything more than that in the next few weeks.
That's our next movie... our movie podcast.
Oh, speaking of, did you guys see? Did you guys watch any of the Mystery Science Theater does a thing on every Thanksgiving? They do a complete YouTube marathon all day.
No.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude. I was watching most of it here. It was great. I loved it. Anyway,
sorry for that tangent.
Yeah. Throw that in there.
Tangent.
All right, this next one I think falls in the category of like it's. Like a Krispy Kreme type of thing where I don't know if it's supposed to be bad. I think it's part of something somewhere. I don't know if it's like a local TV show or I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's someone who's like borderline mentally handicapped, I think. Like a William Hung type of situation. I don't really know what the backstory is, but...
Wait a minute.
What's Krispy Kreme?
This is...
Donut?
I know what this is. I know exactly what this is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jan Terry was part of the worst, one of the worst music videos ever. And I'll play you a little bit of it real quick because it's actually one of the links. It's up here. This song has 3.6 million views on YouTube.
This is a Friday
girl? So it's like some kind of viral video person?
It's kind of a viral video joke thing. So this is the part of it. Just to hear some of the song.
Is this a Christmas song?
This is not the Christmas song. Nice long intro.
Is this for Jesus like a 90s TV show?
Yeah, right?
Husky and Rich.
Still going with the intro.
CBS Thursdays.
Husky and Rich.
Hey, could I get 24 bars of intro on this song? This does look like the intro for an 80s sitcom. What's going on here? It's like a city and like a guy walking into a limousine.
And it's definitely filmed on like VHS camera. look at that woman. She's fucking terrible.
What is this?
This is like a viral video, dude. This went crazy.
And
like,
this is not the holiday song.
This is not the holiday song. This is her holiday song. Right? What's it called?
It's called Excuse My Christmas. Submitted by John Baggett.
Where's Mike Patino at?
What?
This one you gotta watch the video too.
Christmas we love, New York City. Lights on the Statue of Liberty.
that's not New York City.
It's like a fake New York City cartoon thing she's walking through. Kevin is there. Let's visit him. What do you think? Let's go
through Central Park on a sleigh. But we gotta get home. Is this the mom from That 70s Show?
I'll give her this, though. Video's got tons of sex appeal. This
Christmas. Why are the Mexicans in the video, the cartoon Mexicans, yellow? You miss us. All I can say is excuse my Christmas. And they've got Jerry Sanchez mustaches. With goblins we just
got done. And now there's lots. What was that?
Mistletoe goblin. After Santa travels
throughout space, we'll hang with us. She's playing Tron. And Christmas will be next.
Santa, I won't be naughty no more. Santa had pit stains. Did you know that? No. Santa had pit stains.
How many views has this had?
This YouTube has 338,000 views.
Does she think Feliz Navidad means excuse me my Christmas?
Is that yes. All I can say is excuse my Christmas.
I love the cold. Whoa. I love the snow. Is the piano off key or is that her? What happened there?
Her and Nicholas Migliozzi should team up.
They're actually successfully doing two different songs at the same time. It's a hard thing to pull off musically.
Toast another what? Yule?
Year?
Oh.
She almost just fucked a dog real quick. I was actually.
I like in the video, she's pretending to walk, but she's not lifting her feet up. Look at the snow, come in love, park. In Spanish, they say, holy shit. Feliz Navidad, Feliz
Navidad, it's Christmas. When we're away, someone's got a new ringtone.
Out of tune singing actually makes me sick. It actually makes me, like, queasy.
You are turning green.
Oh shit.
Oh, break it down.
Here comes the dubstep drop.
Oh guys, I can't come on this trip with you. I can't do it.
This is featuring Slash from Guns N' Roses. Would it be great if Slash came out to start playing the solo? Horrible video.
I just shook his head and just walked away.
I can't. I can't do this trip with you guys. I can't do it.
Still going?
No, it's over. Oh.
And you said we were scraping the bottom of the barrel.
We got some folks in the chat room enjoying already. Erwin Ari El Diablito and...
Erwin R. Scheister.
Nuclear War. All in the chat room. All right.
Think
well, that was
Chinchilla and Pazilla's going to be in there?
Starting to hit.
Chinchilla and the Pazilla. That sounds like a couple of things that you order off the Taco Bell menu. Yeah.
New dollar menu, Pazilla.
Pazilla.
Isn't the Pazilla like a Pizza Hut thing? Or is like a calzone?
I think so, yeah.
The
oh,
Pazone,
yeah.
The Pazone.
The Pazone. Chinchilla and the Pazone.
White Lightning, Pazone, and Chinchilla.
Chinchilla, the mighty, mighty Pazone.
DJ Pazone would be fucking perfect.
All right. Up next, number six. This is one of those ones where you just want to fucking punch everyone in the video.
Good. I'm glad you guys are close.
Yeah. And it's a family with a couple little kids, too. And they should all be punched.
Is it that family that does all those songs together?
Yes.
Like Welcome to Miami yes. or whatever?
Yes, sir. Okay. The Holderness family. This one submitted by Todd Heelan on Facebook. It's called Xmas Jammies, you guys.
Christmas Jammies.
Aw, yeah. It's a Holder Knife. 2013 in review.
Video. This is like Kristen Bell and Dax doing their
worst. The only redeeming quality of this video is that the wife is kind of hot.
The wife is, yes. The wife is hot. The wife is hot in... Her fucking nice
she was in Iron Man 3.
Right
hey, she yeah, was in she Iron, was Man Iron Man 3. Right.
She's like a reporter. And this guy's like an anchor, like a local TV news anchor.
Yeah.
Keep listening, because this turns into a commercial, this whole thing. First of all, the Prius, I'm sure they got for free. In Chinese, and she can now read books about as thick as these. And if you want to pay a visit to Lola's room, you best get ready for a rainbow room. Looming in the room while shaking your face. She can play the piano and can also
he did this as a Christmas card to all of his people or something.
No,
friends.
This is just fucking whoring on the internet. That's all it is.
The mom shaking her ass in the background.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Pen Charles, turning four. Safe to say he wears superhero shirts every
Pen
day.
Pen Charles. Is he smart in school? Guess what the dad's name is.
Charles Penn.
Penn, also. Alright. Penn's worst to first. Number three. This kid.
Pen Charles.
Pen, no, Pen. Pen Gillette.
Sean Penn.
Two would be the kid, and then the worst one is the dad.
We know they look ridiculous. That's why no one.
And this is they're all dancing around in matching pajamas with their names on them.
So I heard about, apparently, so this guy was like a news anchor, but apparently because this video did so well, he actually started his own business.
Oh wait,
does this.
They're going to tell you all about it in the fucking song.
I'm sorry. For Kim, for starters, she met him, got a part in Iron Man 3.
And then she spent a whole day with RDJ and the result. You knew that ahead of time, right? You didn't just recognize her from Iron Man 3. Was her fitness fit, right? The okay. Guess I would punch you.
No.
Punches for everyone this Christmas. 640, rolling in the car going
25 and pushing the stroller up Northbrook Drive. These are Christmas jammies. Look at my Christmas jammies.
These kids are going to be so embarrassed of this.
Yep.
In a couple of years.
Recovering was easier in these Christmas jammies.
Well, I think that maybe we should end with a multiple choice of what happened to Penn. Did he A, run the same race as me, B, have a tiny role in Iron Man 3? I mean, like, tiny. The role was so small. In short, you cannot blink.
He doesn't please
D,
me sexually.
D, governor about his first term. D, I cut his knee while Daddy doing Jr. the worm. E, take a CrossFit and fall in love. Well, the answer is F, all of the above. But the biggest thing is what happens
here
next.
Comes
next
commercial.
Month, he's stepping off the anchor desk. It's the biggest decision of his life. He's going to quit his job and come work with his wife.
We'll be making videos just like these for politicians and companies. Oh. And we'll do it in these jails.
In these Christmas jammies.
He is hoping that all goes well, but what will I do
which,
with
which
all
is worse, singing off key or this?
For our neighbors.
I don't know, man.
In our Christmas jammies.
I don't know.
Merry Christmas. We love you all. Visit thegreenroom.com for more videos.
Hey, Penn, I want to fuck your wife.
Also check out my new blog, The Pinternet, because, you know, Pinternet. I've always wanted my own internet.
Okay, we're done.
I need a shower. I need a fucking shower. It's so gross.
It's very
douchey. Your Christmas jammies after.
And these are the cats that came out with that All About the Bass, the fucking Thanksgiving song. It's the same guys.
God almighty. Why?
They just made a cool meal.
Again. But you know what? It's
free Prius. Guaranteed.
Why do you think they got a free Prius?
Because they do a whole fucking thing. We got a new Prius. They're all dancing around the Prius in the beginning of the video. Guess what, Art? You know how the internet works.
Yes.
You know that scam known as the internet.
By the way, Art, I like your new Prius in the driveway.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What kind of mileage does that get?
Huh.
Awesome gas mileage.
That's really? 15, right? 2015?
Yeah.
It's a nice job, man.
What are those Goodyear tires on those?
Michelin.
Michelin.
Yeah.
X40s?
Yes.
Nice.
You know lots riding on your tires.
All right. This commercial brought to you by Masters of None Podcast. Check out mastersofnone.com. Now back to the commercials. All right. Up next, we're going back to the 80s for this one, kids. I don't know. I guess this is some kind of group, but it's a bunch of African-American folks called Boney M. Don't know what that means.
Great.
Weird name.
Dick joke there somewhere.
Yeah, sure. Sure. And this is called Mary's Boy Child / Oh My Lord.
Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. And man,
by the way, Dave Bolito just pointed out the Blue Point hat in the video stream.
Nice.
Product placement. Christmas
Day. We're running our own scam. Commercial.
Hey, Mom!
Erwin knows this song.
Long time ago in Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
The Holy Bible said.
Egg white.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born
You won't be doing that soon. Won't be getting your Christmas present this year.
Look at you, it's that bummer clock.
Bummer clock.
Your pimp named Silky in this video. Holy shit. What I want you to do is I want you to go about, 30 yards to Crenshaw. You see my cousin.
That was some chili potatoes.
Inside that burnt out Volkswagen. Be my cousin.
Dude's got a sweet afro fade.
Art just improved this song by 100%.
In my Christmas jammies. Jammies, jammies, Christmas. A king was
born today. Good news is, Boney M just quit their job as a local news anchor, and they're going to be doing Christmas videos for all you guys.
Have we ever in the series that we've been doing put them all together, like all the songs together, and just played
one compilation album?
Yeah. One big, we should.
Not like album, just like all together, like mush them all together and just start.
Oh, one song?
Dude, next year.
I wonder if that would improve it.
Wow.
Every song played at the same exact time.
The same time.
That's what we do before we all kill ourselves.
It's the last thing you hear.
That's our Kool-Aid.
Before death's sweet embrace.
You play that and you just hear screaming and the sound of crackling fire.
Yeah. You press play. No, you press play. One of us survives and tells a story in a book.
Someone needs to tell a story.
Avenge my death.
Avenge my stupidity.
Yeah. What is
happening? Apparently, this song is huge in Europe around Christmas time.
Probably.
Which says a lot for their taste.
Really?
Yeah. And apparently, only two of them sing, and the rest of them just lip sync. Or just dance around.
Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, the dude has not opened his mouth yet, I don't think. Oh, Jesus. I don't like overly religious Christmas songs, and I don't like overly Santa Christmas songs.
Yeah.
I like them kind of lukewarm.
Kind of dirty.
I like them dirty. I like them shaking. Oh, dude opened his mouth with the sweet afro fade. His head looks like a trapezoid. Like, it looks like it comes up like this. It's fucking terrible.
Ultrified peace?
Ultrified peace.
What does that even mean?
New from the makers of Superfied War comes Ultrified Peace. Something about enslaving us? Okay, here we go. This took a dark turn. This song. Five minutes and 37 seconds well spent, guys.
I feel like this should have some sort of like electric slide that goes around along with it.
The Ray Lewis squirrel dance.
Yeah, some sort of shitty synchronized dance.
I can't.
All right, shut it off.
Shut it off!
Fucking Christ.
There's still another minute, guys.
Fucking Christ.
Jesus fucking Christ. Merry Christmas.
All right.
That wasn't that earlier from that.
That was a punk song.
Yeah. All right. The next one up, number eight, is this is by a band called Crown the Empire. Any guess what kind of genre they are?
German?
No.
Crown the Empire? Yeah, it's got to be. So it's got to be. They got to be British, right? So
Czechoslovakian.
I'm going to say it's either new wave. It's either like something, you know.
No, you're way off. Anytime it's a blank the blank, it's always some sort of like emo-y, new, okay, like Warped Tour style teenage band.
Gotcha.
So that's how you figure that one out. So this is a really uplifting, positive song called There Will Be No Christmas.
Good.
Get your tissues out.
Is this how that song goes?
I think I heard this in IKEA once.
While you're eating your meatballs?
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish we never spoke. Sometimes I wish we never met.
This is one of those lyric videos too, so I can sing along with it.
A long time ago.
Sometimes I wish our love never had a chance. Watch for a turn down for what music video by Upon a Burning Body featuring Ice-T.
Add.
Oh.
Sounds like it could also be like one of those, like a religious song.
Yeah.
Like something they play in church.
Rump-um.
Not
a...
But yeah, you gotta listen to the lyrics to really feel this one.
I could see like Richard Gere running down an empty street right now.
Yeah.
Snow
Christmas
falling.
Lights.
Yeah.
Christmas lights on either side.
He's looking for the lost gerbil.
Oh, we're never gonna live that down.
No Christmas.
No Christmas, guys.
At least not for me.
For me! Flash guard. Free.
Because my dad doesn't understand me.
Just because I have two earrings doesn't mean I'm gay.
But who's to say?
Waiting for that chorus. Still hasn't come. Oh, is this it? The beat kicks in?
When you give her diamonds, make sure.
K Jewelers.
Every depressing Christmas song begins with K.
I don't deserve it. I just hate myself. And then I can't take it.
All right, what do you think?
Imagine having to be the engineer recording this.
I always think that.
You had to listen to this 1,000 times.
I gotta edit this shit.
Let's see that chorus again. It needs a little more despair. Can we turn up the despair in my monitors?
What knob is that? Is that aux 2? Despair?
What track do we put despair on, you guys? Oh, it's right next to angst, number 4. Right. 4 and 5. Let's turn up the angst and the despair. And can we get a little...
reverb.
Turn down the tears a little bit, though. Bring down the tears a little bit.
That's great. He's like, turn up the despair. He's like, sure, hold up. He just turns up the reverb a little bit. All right, more echo. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, Jesus.
So what do you think? Do you think
no
that,
redeeming quality to that.
Do you think that song was written, like, seriously? Or do you think that was, like, trying to get some girl back and you wrote that?
I don't know, and I don't want to think about it anymore.
If you wanted to get a girl back,
quite honestly.
If you wanted to get a girl back, all you would do is have to text her.
True. Text her Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Even if he spells it incorrectly, it's better than a tweet.
And she'd still, or would she be SMH? Or would he be SMH? Shaking my head.
Is that what that means?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know what that means.
I didn't know what that means like the other
IDK.
Day. IDK. I was like, what does that mean?
SMH.
All right.
I didn't know IMHO for the longest time.
Oh, in my honest opinion?
Or humble opinion.
Humble opinion, either one.
What do you think?
Yeah.
In my hungry opinion.
Yeah.
My cell phone's ringing in the other room. You hear it? It's from Christmas vacation.
Do you need to go get that?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Let's pick up the pace a little bit, you guys.
Good.
Number 9. This one's submitted by Ava Loy on the Facebook page. It's Irwin the Disco Duck. With Disco Duck Christmas. This kicks off a whole Christmas album, so it's got a little preface.
ABC News presents President Candidate Debates. 84.
Ho, ho, ho! Quack, quack, quack! It's Christmas time and Irwin's back. Yes, it's me, Irwin the Disco Duck, your favorite disc jockey.
Take a listen there, Straight Note Chaser, this is your future.
To record everybody's favorite Christmas tunes to help you celebrate the holidays with more singing and laughter than ever before.
He just scored a goal on Blades of
Fear. Okay, boys and girls, let's start things rolling. We'll dance and we'll sing while outside it's snowing. A fast-paced number? Well, you're all in luck.
When are we picking up the pace? Are we picking up that pace now? Or?
Disco Duck.
Yeah, okay. Oh, shit. Nod your head.
I already did.
Hello.
What?
All the ladies were treating me right. Moving my feet to the disco beat.
Is that what he's doing?
Could I keep my seat?
No,
so now that was Irwin in the beginning as the disc jockey, right?
I thought Rick Dees did the disco duck.
I don't know. But here's the question. Then there's like a real duck quacking, and then this is somebody else singing. But then wait, there's like another part that comes in.
Okay.
Like, it's so confusing.
Look at me, I'm the disco duck.
So now he said he's the disco duck. Now what the fuck is this?
Not an impression, it's just somebody with a goiter.
Disney sue them yet?
So there's like five people claiming to be the disco duck.
There can only be one, though.
There can be only one.
Okay. Islander.
Just Rick Dees and a pile of duck heads.
The broadsword.
What was it about the 70s and the
ducks?
And ducks.
Cocaine. That's what it was.
Y'all saw Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Oh, yeah. Howard the Duck.
You?
Yeah, so I didn't know. So I got that duck to try my luck. Why, look.
They're like, in the studio, can anybody do a duck voice?
Yeah.
Anybody. Well, I can only say Merry Christmas. Ha, go.
Perfect. I can't help but think every time we do this about just a nice family get together and playing this shit in the background.
Hey, wait, did you do that once?
People do it. Some of our listeners do it.
Oh.
Just to ruin Christmas for everybody.
It's the that must be the worst. Because you know those moments where you just you stop listening to people talk and you hear the and then the music in the background you know comes forefront and you're like,
every
what
7 minutes
the fuck
when there's
is
a lull.
This? Yeah.
If we did this back in the day, like if I had this like all these music when I was like, I don't know, 10 or something, we had an intercom system that you could play in my house.
Oh,
you
fancy.
Play music. How sweet would that be playing this?
The entire
game?
House.
Ugh. Would you live in a Star Destroyer?
Yeah.
An intercom system.
The captain is on the bridge. That's when your dad would get home.
Admiral Piet.
All right. Six more to go, gang.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Only six?
Only six. All right. So these guys are the new hot a cappella group, guys.
Uh-oh.
I think they're looking to knock the old men off their fucking throne.
Bad time. Clear this, Channel gets bought out.
Curve no shooter.
This ain't your grandma's favorite a cappella band. These are the hot new kids. Pentatonics are their name.
What?
Oh, yeah. But their fans call PTX because its abbreviations are cool.
PDX? 90?
This is White Winter Hymnal. And this is also filthy because it's just...
Oh, and they got a chick in the group.
Yeah. So immediately they're better than Straight No Chaser. If you look at the video too, it looks like every one of them was cast individually.
Yes.
To be like a weird acapella person. is the black one, is the girl. There's like the weird hipster white guy one with a huge jaw.
Yes.
There's like the greasy haired guy. It's like a shitty boy.
Now, are
band.
These one of these? Is this a group that won on like some TV show?
Probably. I don't fucking know. But the whole thing is they're doing a whole hand clappy thing because they want to be the Pitch Perfect Cups thing. But it's like a group one. So you do it like five people and they're slapping hands and hitting knees and crossing arms and. It's like we already had that, guys.
I got a ticket for.
Yeah. Then they have a video to show you how to do it. And I looked up to see all the other people doing it, you know, like the cups thing. Zero. Not one fan video of people trying to do this.
PDX 90s, you guys are slipping.
Well, first of all, they're just doing Fleet Foxes cover. It's not even a Christmas song. This is an actual song.
Oh, okay. They're too busy worried about their hand choreography.
Yeah, that's all it is. Much like the cups thing, they just ripped that off from someone else too.
Yeah. The one guy looks like one of the seven evil exes from Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah. They look like a bunch of magicians.
Yeah.
They have like way too much eyeliner on.
Yeah.
They're terrible. They're all wearing way too much makeup.
At least they're in Endor.
Especially the girl.
Seven Evil X. There he is.
This definitely looks like a Honda Civic commercial, though.
It does.
Remember?
Well, this is their big audition. They're going to be the next Pomplamoose.
I wish we had, like, all inner monologues right now.
All theirs.
I'm thinking
here's
about
it. Here's their inner monologues. Every guy's going, oh, I wish I could fuck her.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. Except the gay one. He's looking at, he's saying, I want to fuck the guy next to me.
Which one's the gay one?
Pick.
You can't tell nowadays.
You really can't. That's a good thing, guys.
The more you know. This is a Christmas song?
No. Absolutely not. That was totally a Fleet Foxes song.
Still going, or is it just like the ending thing?
For more, to learn the choreography.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I have a little commercial at the end. Go see how to do it with your friends. Anyone who would do that with me is not my friend.
That's
hand claps, guys. Kill yourself.
That's this song.
Yeah, guys. I don't know what that is, but
is that considered a Christmas song?
It's called White Winter Hymnal.
Okay.
So maybe. Good enough. Close enough. Close enough!
All right. Up next, this one goes back into the category of washed up musicians trying to cram stuff a little Christmas into one of their old hits. Get a little Christmas cash.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cash. Sad. I know Mike's going to be way upset to see these guys do it.
Oh,
Earth,
no.
Wind, and Fire.
Oh, no.
Not September, Mike.
Oh, no. Wait.
We talked about this.
We did?
We talked about them doing this. We were like, man, they must love when every time
when,
September
today?
Rolls around. No, I think in one of these past episodes or whatever, we talked
about.
Wait, we
said it as a goof that imagine they did this?
We just
no way, really?
I really think so.
Oh, my God.
Episode 3, maybe? Or the third time we did
we're
this?
We're like shitty Christmas prophets.
We have the worst superhero powers ever.
We can foresee bad Christmas music that will be made in the future. We're not X-Men, we're Z-Men. Oh,
so,
yeah.
So this is...
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
December.
Oh, no.
Taking one of the quintessential jams.
Oh, no.
No, just put some sleigh bells. I need some sleigh bells.
You need some sleigh bells, guys. Oh, that was a perfect spot for sleigh bells.
I don't even think they messed with the backing track. They just played.
No.
They didn't even do anything to it.
He slowed it down a little.
Not even a sleigh bell.
Does the guy with the big head have like an Easter hat?
Huh?
Does the guy with the big head have a Santa hat on?
Oh, wow.
Love was changing the minds and pretend us while chasing the clouds away.
same word.
Yeah, just change the chorus. Watch.
I have to do something for Arbor Day.
Arbor Day! I love celebrating trees! Every single Arbor Day!
Same fucking words!
I want some sleigh bells!
You can't do this! This is the laziest thing ever! I'm sorry. I still fucking love it. Yeah.
I think Art talked only over the only part where they actually changed anything.
Of course.
That's all they changed.
We should add sleigh bells.
Totally had sleigh bells.
Ching, 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 ching.
Merry Christmas!
That's all they changed?
That's it.
Dancing in December. Alright.
No more hope.
All right, I'm calling.
Embarrassing.
I'm calling it. If you want to hear the rest, go to any wedding.
All right. Four more to go, kids. Next one. You know, the I feel like the Boney M just wasn't reggae enough.
Oh, yes. Good.
Right? I feel like we really need to get that dance hall Christmas vibe going on.
Please.
Because what means Christmas more than like girls twerking on Jamaican dudes? Elephant Man, Bad Man Christmas.
Some boy younger bad when a Christmas time. Right through the air with them up and
crying.
Tell them up, keep them crisp and shine. Who hear it, they fall, no see them blind. So try don't make my gun them rise. Who know that your tribe are paralyzed. Sweet our earth and church bell ring.
The Christmas tree that they keep showing in the video is definitely just weed.
Is it?
Yeah.
Pot the chimney. Pot the tree. Pot the chimney. Pot the tree.
Merry Christmas is dead! Shabba! Santa!
Somebody call Santa Claus!
Shake that, yo. Come on, I'm gonna shake that, yo.
Fresh Sean Paul does not have an entire Christmas album. What should that be a silent night? Look, homie, make it violent. Gun tattoo them, tie them up, beat them out like a trident. People on the road that look couldn't identify them. Bullets on top, let me divide them. Someone in the chat room changed their name to Real Disco Duck.
Batman wanna be. Batman! What does Batman wanna do? Why does Batman always in his reggae song? I am Batman.
He's the Santa Gotham needs.
I am the hero Gotham needs. I am the captain now.
Let's call it Earth, Wind, and Fire.
What?
Something about an AR-15. This song's really just about fighting off rebels. This warlord is better than that warlord. For Christmas. What does Batman want to do?
Batman wants to pee.
Batman wants to be Christmas.
Did you say retro Jordans?
Retro. Who era?
Try to make my goddamn rise? Is that what you just said?
I said no, Gundam.
Okay. Gundam style?
Yeah.
Rhymes? Christmas style. Didn't we do that last year? Wasn't that one?
Yeah, I think so.
Oof.
God almighty. Why? Why?
Batman Christmas. Batman brought to you by Christmas. Red Stripe.
It's beer! Hooray, beer!
All right. Number 13. I think we played a little bit of this a couple years back, but you know, dubstep just won't go away, you guys.
Good.
It's a new Christmas dubstep song. This one's like, I don't know, again, probably came off the same track from like the Dr. Dre.
Yeah, I was going to say it was in the new Beats by Dre commercial for Christmas.
And
yeah.
Yeah, what's it called?
Christmas dubstep.
I don't know. Christmas something fucking shit.
Mega Man just leveled up.
Sounds like 8-bit.
All of a sudden I see the dog from Duck Hunt with a Christmas hat on, like jumping.
Fucking Hogan's Alley. Yeah. Dude's getting spun around, tinsel flying everywhere.
Yeah, this is very 8-bit.
Sounds lazy. This is like lazy dubstep.
Sounds like one of the Mike Tyson's Punch-Out characters laughing at you.
Yeah. Soda Popinski.
Yes.
Santa Clausinski.
Remember the first time, like the PS2, where like the games would be themed to like the holidays. Like when they were like, they were online and like they had the real time. I thought that was cool.
Deep thoughts by Jay.
Show just turned into Beavis and Butthead.
That was cool. It ruled. Ruled.
All right, you can get it. I grow tired of you, dubstep.
Oh, silent dubstep
for like another 5 minutes.
Dude. Yeah, it's great.
Awesome.
5 minutes, 42 minutes is the fucking YouTube clip.
All right. Up next, we got two more, guys. This is
good.
Man, this is good. I don't know which way we want to go with the last one. I guess we'll go with this one here for 14. One more after this. This is not the epic rap battles that are popular yet still suck. Mm-hmm. This is like someone's shittier version.
Like Weird Al's version?
Was he in an epic rap battle? He was? For what? What was it, like him versus the Lonely Island?
Blown it.
Something. I forgot what it was.
You're blown it. You blew it.
Yeah. Either way, this is like somebody's like, hey, let's make our own epic rap battle. It'll be so funny. We'll get like a million hits. So this is
5,000 currently.
Yeah. The Grinch versus Santa.
Got it.
In an unepic rap battle. Terrible, terrible video. Like the worst costumes, like the Who costumes. It's like they almost had a budget. Mm. Like they got all their like parents to kick in like $100.
Kickstarter.
Ooh, sorry, scary Who mouths. Not me. You see, I'm just here to steal your Christmas tree. There's a light right here that's not turning on.
Oh, screw this, drop the beat, Max, so I can sing these kids a song. Who's Freddy Krueger? Can't you tell? You stupid little kids, take a shower, can you smell? Move 1 inch, or try to yell. I'll tie you up with tinsel and I'll throw you down a well. You think you got rid of me with your joy and singing? But let me tell you, who built this is just the beginning. I'm about to ruin Christmas for the whole entire planet. Better and that began the nightmare. On my street. This holiday with every single bone. So tell your twinkly bells and just leave me alone. The taste of pepper, it makes me queasy. It stinks worse than rotten tape. Now squeeze me while I sneeze. Try to fix your Christmas tree. I'm the Grinch, and I'm here to destroy your precious little Christmas so you can run and tell that whole boy. Oh! The Grinch, and I hate to lie. But this beats real fat, so I'll make an exception this time.
Yeah.
Up. What's going on here? Santa in the house, so you've got nothing to fear. It's the same as last year, trying to ruin Christmas.
Is this the same guy?
Yeah,
I don't know, probably. So.
I think it's Barats and Beretta.
Christmas is about happiness, not about being a grump. So just lay down
office said, let me get crunk. That would have been a lot better.
They put, and look at the video, it's so bad, but they put so much into it.
Like, they really did.
They really thought this was going to be their big break. They had spent the, they had like spent the extra money on like the Who mouth prosthetics.
Right.
But then they didn't have enough money for like the latex gum, spirit gum, to like stick them onto the faces properly. They bought like the best Grinch costume they could get, which still looks terrible.
Santa have black hair in that?
Santa, yeah.
Yeah, they spent all the money on the Grinch stuff, so they had no money on the Santa beard.
Santa costume looks terrible.
Yep.
Ho, ho,
ho,
ho. What?
Hey, you guys are standing under a mistletoe, you know. Yeah, that means you guys have to kiss.
I got some presents to deliver, sir.
Right, so right.
Bye!
Come on, man. Is that Rip Torn in Men in Black? Kay, get Jay out there and save the world.
It's a nice little homophobic ending.
Bunch of ingrates. Just don't let them get married.
They don't deserve the same rights as me and Mr. Thomas.
Don't let them get married. Fuck having that tax write-off.
I really love the homophobic twist at the end, though. That's what really makes it for me.
Actually, the next band coming up, homophobic twist.
That's when we count down the worst gay pride songs of all time.
Come on, baby.
Don't touch my chubby checker. Saying that.
I have a chubby checker.
All right. Last but not least, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Back to the electronica.
I'm just saying yes because it's the last one.
So not in agreement.
This is like some hardcore like German techno, I think. It's Gabba Claus. Yo Gabba Gabba Claus. And Rudolph Rave Deer. With Merry Motherfucking Christmas.
Here we go. Ready?
Bringing it home.
See you on the other side.
Tonight, yes, a holy night. Until Mr. Claus turned into Santa Motherfucking, right?
Merry Christmas, motherfucker!
Is this Easy E? Like a reindeer farting.
Oh, yeah.
Be in Castlevania. This is never annoying.
This is what a headache sounds like.
What's that little frog guy? Bleep, 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 bleep. He's gonna jump in.
Second and first, same as the first. Would somebody answer their phone? God damn it!
Cooling down the street in my six
phone.
Sing that shit.
Give me that, give me that, give me that nut. Give me that, give me that, give me that nut. Now I like Christmas and Christmas likes me. Your soundboard is smoking, by the way. I can't take voices. Yeah, dubstep.
My computer has a virus.
Too much dub.
How much time we got left? Hopefully a lot.
More than 2 minutes.
We're going all the way this Christmas, boys! Grab it!
Get the gun.
Here comes the bridge.
It is easy.
Hey.
This is how they... Jesus.
They use this at Guantanamo.
Yeah.
To get information.
It's just where they play at Christmas. Waterboard them.
It's oral waterboarding.
1 minute, guys. 1 minute. Can you repeat it?
Yeah,
it's on shuffle. Bringing all those stops, last minute, crescendo.
This is so good. Please make this stop. In the chair room.
20 seconds, guys.
I want to be in the studio with the guy when he's recording this so I could kill him.
10 seconds.
And they all went to prison.
Okay.
Fucked up lives ever after. The end.
So it was a story all along. Yes.
That was the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
I guess Gabber, it's Gabber House. It's like a Dutch hardcore style Gabber House. That's
fuck the Dutch.
Gabber Claus.
Gabberdine.
It'd be great for it to do a Yo Gabber Gabber, where it's all just all hardcore.
Oh, God.
Oh, I hate that I woke up for this.
So, guys, what was your least favorite?
Well, yeah.
Hold on, let me see.
I'm bringing a child into this world where these songs exist.
It's not too late to change your mind.
I'm not.
Your new house has stairs, right?
Yeah. You go a ninth trimester abortion.
How about, I'd say for the lack of creativity, I mean, they're all bad, but Earth, Wind, and Fire is December.
That was terrible. That was fucking terrible.
Not only did they produce that album, but they made other people, like, they made people buy it.
My
There's another one, too, on the album.
Oh, no.
It's like November. Feeling something.
October.
I don't know. It's like, again, it's almost the same exact thing. I don't know, man. For me, there's nothing worse than that last one.
That was pretty bad.
It's fucking atrocious.
That was pretty fucking bad.
Bad meaning good, right?
Yeah. I mean, able to run the gamut, though, from German techno porn to fucking Disco Duck Christmas to...
Well done, yeah.
To reggae to...
What about Motionless and White, Santa's Pissed? That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, the punk, the... We ran
Screamo
the
one.
I like the earlier ones, I try to pretty much bleed out of my head, so yeah. I don't really remember them.
I've forgotten important dates.
Well, I tell you what, I can't wait till like 2 years from now when we're drinking with the Christmas Jammies family.
That'd be awesome. Can we get an interview with them for next Christmas?
Sure.
Actually, you know what? Next Christmas, you know what I want to do is if we're, you know, we'll be in the studio downstairs, and I want to do, I want to have like Cousin Jay come over and do a couple of songs live.
I think next year it should just be all originals. It should be a worst Christmas songs concert.
Oh,
and
I like it.
You guys can cover some. We could have some originals. Me and Art will jump on.
Yeah.
I think that'd be badass.
I think that would be cool too. Yeah,
you can play some of the ones you've done in the past.
We got some talent listeners too. If they make music and they want to bring it over,
yeah, let's have a make next year just all all us and the listeners. Make their own. Make your own shitty Christmas song.
Make the worst Send Christmas song you could possibly figure out. Yeah.
Take like all it. The formulas that we've come up with.
I like
That's it.
That's
it. Next year, Christmas all right. extravaganza.
All right.
Yes. Live.
You, now we have, we're giving you the most prep time ever.
Yeah, the most prep ever.
You have a year.
A year.
To make a shitty Christmas song and send it to us.
There you go. And if you
and we'll have an open house at Mike's. All the listeners are invited.
Absolutely.
Anybody who wants to come.
Absolutely.
Can come.
And whoever has the worst song for the month of December, that'll be our intro music.
I love it. I love it. Perfect.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and if you happen to actually record it in a studio, I need camera footage of the recording engineer as he's recording your terrible Christmas song. I need to see it.
Love
so,
it.
So, all right, beautiful.
So, what was your worst art?
December, just for the lack of like originality.
Mike, what do you say?
Mine was that
the last one.
Mine was that. Yeah, that last one was pretty bad, but also too just for pure whininess was that fucking emo song, Crown Empire.
Yeah, the no, what is it? No Christmas this year?
Oh,
there will God, be no Christmas.
I hated that. I hated that so much.
All right, well, I guess we're not picking one.
Listeners can.
Man, you guys tell us what was the worst one.
And you have your homework assignments.
You could pick from the three that we chose.
Yes.
And then that will be crowned worst Christmas song of all time. 2014.
Woo!
You want to crown their ass? Then crown their ass.
All right. Well, that's it then. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Hope you hated that as much as we did. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm Jay from Mike and Art.
See ya.
See you. Christmas.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Papa too many.
You think they had it, think someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got it, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.